Architect Frank Lloyd Wright sat at his drafting table and looked at his drawings at a project called Monona Terrace. He had designed hundreds of buildings in his lifetime, but this one was unusual. Government officials disagreed about the building. Construction was stalled for years because the building plans were not approved. And yet Wright believed that the people of Madison, his hometown, would eventually build Monona Terrace to add a special building to an already beautiful city. Wright remembered fondly his boyhood years in Madison, which included many hours racing ice boats with his friends on the local lakes. A favorite indoor activity was playing with some special blocks.
Froebel blocks were designed by Friedrich Froebel, a German educator who founded the first kindergarten and believed that very young children could learn through play.
Heather Sabin is tourism coordinator at Monona Terrace and designs education programs about Frank Lloyd Wright and architecture.
At age 9, young Frank Lloyd Wright received a gift of Froebel blocks that would fundamentally change how he saw the world, that natural and man-made things were arrangements of shapes. Now when he goes to work on a project, he thinks about how shape can be an important way to connect a building to its location and make it look as though it's in harmony with its surroundings.
Monona Terrace sits on a site that is bordered on one side by downtown Madison. Wisconsin's most famous building, the state capitol designed by George Post, is just two blocks away. The capitol's prominent dome inspired Wright's choice using circular shapes at Monona Terrace.
Frank Lloyd Wright creates a sense of unity in his architecture by carrying one shape throughout a design. He uses geometry in every detail, in shapes of rooms, furniture, and even dinner plates. Young Frank's lessons from Froebel blocks would have introduced him to a variety of circular forms, like the sphere, dome, and cylinder. These shapes are seen in custom furniture and lighting that grace Monona Terrace's rooms. Even the water that sprays in the rooftop fountain takes the shape of a dome. Wright creates a new language with shapes, and he calls this geometric grammar.
But shape is not the only tool in the architect's toolbox. Monona Terrace's concrete has been colored to be a close match to the granite at the Capitol, and Wright designed the building to be symmetrical so that it echoes the layout of the Capitol. These choices of shapes, colors, materials, and arrangements of forms can make a structure appear to grow out of the ground. Wright called his approach organic.
The state capitol is one neighbor to the site. Also adjacent is Lake Monona. Wright was masterful in creating connections between building inhabitants and the outdoors. So the architect was keen to provide constant reminders of the lake as you experience Monona Terrace. There are 7 panoramic windows in the Grand Terrace space, as specified by Wright in his original drawings. They provide majestic and expansive views of Lake Monona. And the scale of his vision was kept for the rooftop garden. There are breathtaking views of the lake and downtown Madison, as well as 3 major saucers Wright originally called Sun, Moon, and Earth.
While Monona Terrace was originally designed by Frank Lloyd Wright, it was actually one of Wright's architecture students who was tasked with completing the project. In 1957, state lawmakers put the brakes on the projects when they passed a bill that said no buildings over 20 feet tall could be constructed on the Lake Monona shore. Frank Lloyd Wright died just 2 years later. But then 3 decades later, Wright's former student Anthony Putnam received a call from Madison's mayor asking if Wright's 1959 exterior designs could be used for a convention center on the same site. Indeed, it could be done.
As Putnam approached the interior designs, he thought about the organic principles he'd learned from his teacher. One is called compression and release. The architect creates a lower entrance leading into a bigger space where the ceiling rises dramatically and large windows extend your view. The room is all the more open and expansive because it is preceded by a confining entrance. You'll see this in our main entrance and Grand Terrace.
And Putnam employed another Wright effect called breaking the box.
Breaking the box refers to the senior architect's pioneering open floor plans. He was responding to the Victorian homes of his time, which characteristically had many enclosed rooms devoted to specific functions. In his buildings, he removes the wall between the living and the dining room, for instance, to achieve an airy, open feeling. Putnam designed Monona Terrace's community terrace room to have two window walls, one to the lake view and one to the inside hallway. If you're in the hallway, you can see right through the room to the outdoors.
Visitors to Monona Terrace have enjoyed these stunning views and Wright's organic design for 23 years, since the building's opening in 1997. Wright believed the citizens of Madison would eventually build the project, saying, quote, "Monona Terrace may not be built in my lifetime, but it will be built someday." And indeed, nearly 60 years after Frank Lloyd Wright began the project, its dream civic center was realized.